Onward now with Greater LA and a different kind now, a different kind of musical experience. You may not recognize the name Amanda Aiken, but she's an LA vocalist who's performed on songs for animated movies such as Frozen 2 and Mulan. And recently, she's been in Japan performing songs written for the Final Fantasy video game franchise. That's right, songs written for video games, performed with a full orchestra in packed stadiums. Songs like Tomorrow and Tomorrow. Stand tall. Song Tomorrow and Tomorrow from the Final Fantasy video game series, sung by Amanda Aiken, who joins me now from Thailand. Hi, Amanda.
Thank you so much for having me.
I had no idea that there were songs like this recorded for video games. I mean, let alone performed for the big crowds, you know, as I mentioned, in Japan. So I'm going to plead a little ignorance here. How do you approach this kind of recording or performing differently, considering audiences are going to hear the video game first?
Yeah, there's a little bit more pressure, maybe self-inflicted, but this last time that I made a recording, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, Amanda, this has to be good because, like, you know, 20 million people are going to hear you, so cool, no big deal.
That's got to be a mind trip.
It's a little bit of a mind trip. But honestly, I was quite a bit ignorant to the world of Final Fantasy XIV. It is very specific. It's a massive multimedia player online role-playing game, MMORPG, which I didn't know what that was because I myself am not a gamer. You play it with multiple people. You have to be in a group of people to get through levels. So the music here, it's not just like, oh, I watched this movie and it's a really great song. Like, the people who are playing the game are having their own personal memories and experiences attached to this music as they're beating these levels with their friends, with their family. So the impact, the emotional impact and connection that these songs make is actually vastly different than that of a film.
I mean, you're actually having this effect on people in a country that's so far away, right? You don't really get that here in LA, but you're certainly getting it in Japan.
Really, for the first time in my life, I feel fully seen. And I feel like I have a place and I have a home as a vocalist, because for the majority of my career, I haven't felt like I've belonged anywhere. You know, oh, I'm not really an opera singer, but I'm not a pop singer, and I'm not really a jazz singer. You know, I'm not either of these fully, so where do I belong? And the fact that I get to sing these extremely profound songs, I mean, if you look up the lyrics to some of these pieces, it's talking about loss and passing on from one life into the source of energy, the crystal going back. Like, there's deep stuff. And this song that I sang, Flow, specifically, is the swan song of this character who created this world. And she basically has to sacrifice herself to her kin, to the Warriors of Light, which are the players of the game. And she sings the song before she does that.
Remember the rain, near and far, beloved. Each drop a blessing from heavens above. And how has time flowed on those waters? Became one stream.
I have had so many fans reach out to me and tell me how this song and how my voice has helped them cope with the grief of the passing of their loved ones. This is a common message I receive. And for me, I'm like, wow, if I've been able to touch people and give them some sort of peace in a time like that, like, okay, I can die now. You know, like, check.
You said that for the first time in your life, you feel seen, right? Or heard, as it were. And I just wonder, you know, here you are, a musician in LA with this beautiful voice, and now people, throngs of people, are coming to see you in Japan. And
yeah.
It's like, I mean, maybe it's not the level of success here in LA or in the United States as it is in Japan. I mean, that's got to be trippy, right?
Oh, I have never experienced this. So, part of the reason why it was so crazy is because the venue was attached to the hotel in which I was staying, which was also attached to the mall and the food court, but nothing else is around that venue. So we had to go to the mall to eat. And guess what? All of the audience also went to the mall to eat. So we're walking through the food court and you just start to see everyone noticing us. We're like, all right, we got to make a beeline to our food. And the second we stop, you know, one person makes the approach, and then in a minute, there's like a line that just goes the length of the mall of people
for
wanting
you.
To take pictures and get
autographs. For you.
Yes.
Well, and
yes.
That's what I'm saying, though. I mean, like, you're here in LA, though, right? And you've spent a career trying to establish yourself, and you have to go to Tokyo in order to get the line.
Isn't that funny?
Is the line here in LA? Do people know who you are here?
No one cares. Yes, it's quite interesting that, like, I had to fly to the other side of the world for Beatlemania to happen to me.
I want to thank you for coming on and talking to us about it. It's like I said, it's got to be such a thrill to be there and to be sort of immersed in all of that. Amanda Aiken, vocalist, singer, who's based here in LA, but joining us from Koh Phangan, the island in Thailand. Amanda, thank you so much and good luck.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me. This has been so much fun.
Finally today, before you leave us, you may have been shaken awake by this morning's 4.2 tremor centered right off the Malibu coast or the smaller aftershocks. To newcomers, a 4.2 nearby can make you rethink your move. To longtime Angelenos, it's more like an oven door slamming shut. That was nothing. To LA Earthquake Twitter, which, let me tell you, is a thing, the responses ran the gamut. And we are here for you with some highlights, voiced lovingly by staff members of KCRW.
Okay, he survived this first earthquake. 45 minutes later, Georgie is snuggled up in the burrito blankets using the fish and I as moral support. I'll probably be up for hours, though. Anyone else?
After a 2 a.m. earthquake, everyone in L.A. should be allowed to be late for work.
In the most L.A. morning ever, I was awoken by an earthquake, watched someone get arrested at Venice Beach, and ordered a $23 smoothie from Erewhon.
Yes, I'm in LA and the earthquake woke me up, but I won't run and check Twitter for anything under a 5.0.
You can take the girl out of LA, but you can never take the waking up when there's been an earthquake in LA out of the girl.
We had an earthquake? I thought I had gas last night.
Me looking at dog sleeping next to me on couch. That wasn't you, was it?
I love that my New York-born husband, my New York-born father-in-law, and my two kids all slept through that while my LA-born was up. Hashtag earthquake.
I felt it here in Pasadena, and I voiced my awareness loudly.
LA doesn't have many things that unite the entire county and are infallibly reliable, but hashtag earthquake Twitter will always be part of the Angeleno experience.
Indeed it will. Just a fraction of LA earthquake Twitter. People laughing and crying, rocking and rolling, but always commiserating when the shaking stops. Please have an earthquake kit. Compared to a big one, that 4.2 was nothing. I'm Steve Chiotakis on Twitter at Radio Chio, always online at kcrw.com/GLA, where you can subscribe to the podcast. And a reminder that we'll be moving to a new time next week, 1 o'clock, right after Press Play, and at the same time in the evenings at 6, 1 and 6, Monday through Thursday, starting next week. Have a great and steady day.